Hi there. Welcome to Barah Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. Songs do a great job of communicating the Word of God, and today you'll hear a song from June Murphy's latest album, the You Ran After Me album, and the song is called You Give Me Joy. You Give Me Joy. There's nothing quite like the feeling of absolute happiness. Other words that describe it are elation, great delight, total satisfaction, wonderful pleasure, and all of those feelings can be captured in one word, joy. Joy is what we believers in Christ feel when we know that we are loved unconditionally by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and when we remember that we are perfect in His eyes. I don't know whether you heard that or not, so I'm going to repeat it. We are perfect in the Lord's eyes. So it's also great to know that joy is what He experienced when He went to the cross for us. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 3 says this, "Therefore, since we believers in Christ have so great a cloud of Old Testament witnesses surrounding us," all of the things that we're talking about in this matter were highlighted all throughout the Old Testament, the instruction set for the age of Israel. "Therefore, since we believers in Christ have so great a cloud of Old Testament witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily ambushes us from all sides. And let's run with endurance the race of this life that is marked out by God for us." Hebrews 12:2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter, which means pioneer, of faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross. Yes, the cross was joyful for the Lord, having total contempt for the shame of the cross, and has sat down victorious at the right hand of the throne of God the Father. Hebrews 12:3. Keep on thinking about Jesus. Don't just fix your eyes on Him, but keep on thinking about Jesus, who has endured incredible hostility by sinners against Himself, even bloodshed, so that you will not grow weary, fainting in your souls. When we know what God did for us, we laugh at our petty problems that we get all lathered up about. He went to the cross. He went to the grave. He had to be resurrected from the dead for us, and we worry about whether we're going to be able to pay our electric bill next month. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 reminds us of this. "Don't be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." When you encounter those tiny problems, don't get yourself all in a lather about it. I was on a flight yesterday from Philadelphia to Phoenix, and one of the guys was complaining that he didn't have an extra 2 inches in the exit row for his legs. And I looked at him and I said, "Boy, that sounds like a first world problem." You know, there are people around the world that are worried about a lot more than how much leg room they have in an airline seat. Well, let's not be grieved about whatever our issues happen to be, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Well, let's hear June Murphy sing about joy. A song she wrote about a joyful feeling, and the name of the song is You Give Me Joy.
You took my place with no complaints, all for the joy. Lay down your life without a fight, all for the joy set before you. You are teaching me, you've helped me to see. We've been made endure for
June, for singing about joy. It was a pleasure for the Lord Jesus Christ to go to the cross on our behalf, no matter how shameful it was, no matter how painful it was, so that we could be saved. Psalm 95:1, O come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. We have a lot to be happy about, and we dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone watching and anyone listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery and rulership of the Lord's enemy, Satan, to anyone who does not have a relationship with the one and only God, the God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the one who forgives all of your sins, the one who wants you to make you his possession, the one who wants you to be spiritual royalty, the one who wants you to be born again. That's the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says this: it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord himself says, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, the resurrection life, right at that moment. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life. Instead, the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him. Right now, if you want to be born again, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son, and that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and the most important decision that you can make in this lifetime. And it's a simple five-word request that gets you to heaven. Father, I believe in Christ. For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a nine-word request documented in Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43. It says this: the repentant thief was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him those nine beautiful words: truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Let today be the day that you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation, because you can't do it yourself. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. And then grow. Get to know him. Grow in the sphere of his grace, in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come on out of slavery to Satan, because we live in Satan's kingdom, planet Earth. Come on out of slavery to Satan and into the freedom of being a bondservant to the living God, the God who gives us the resurrection life. Well, if you like these short lessons, check out our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have a new lesson every week to edify your spiritual life. And you can hear all of June's music there as well. Keep on singing. My name is Pastor Rory Clark.